setting the pace on the pursuit of happiness. This is The Ken Coleman Show, where you discover what you were born to do and how to make it happen. Now, helping you get unstuck and on the path to your dream job, America's career coach, Ken Coleman.
Live from Ramsey Studios in Nashville. You're joining a conversation about who you are, what you were created to do, where you want to do it, and how you can get there. It's all about you because you were created to fill a unique role. You are needed and you must do it. This is important stuff. So let's get about the business of helping you get clear so you can get qualified and get connected, get started, get promoted, get the dream job, give yourself away, and live with meaning. That's the path. 844-747-2577. I'm just fired up. I'm ready to get to callers. So here we go. Miranda is on the line in Greensboro, North Carolina. Miranda, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken.
Hi, Miranda.
Thanks for taking my call.
Sure. How can I help?
So basically, I'm at a customer service job that I really don't like. Mm-hmm. I'm in the discovery phase, and I'm really just trying to figure out, like, where God is leading me and also what exactly, you know, my call is.
Great. Tell me what you know so far, because you know you're talking about the discovery stage. So that means you've been listening to the show. And for those of you that are new, this is stage one of realizing the dream. We have to truly discover who we are, meaning what are we good at? This is talented. What do we do best? And then what do we love to do most passionate? So tell me what you know so far, and then I'll walk you through this and we'll dig in.
So far, I mean, about this job, I really like building relationships with people. So I like talking to people, communicating, and, you know, just hearing about people's stories. Yeah, that's what I really love. A little bit about my background. I have my master's degree in divinity, and I went to school originally to start out doing health, but I had some health challenges that had really stopped me from being in the healthcare field. So I went away from that, and now I'm back into customer service, which I really don't like.
No, we're not even going to talk about that anymore, because this is a temporary gig for you, okay?
Yeah.
That's all this is. True. Now, we're going to be grateful for it, but we're moving on. All right, now, let's talk about, you gave me a couple of things that you're passionate about. You're passionate about communicating, and you mentioned relationships. We'll go to talent in a minute, but since you started on passion, let's stay there. When you say that you love to communicate, what is your, give me a scenario, paint a picture for me of what you love to do when you're communicating. What's the medium? How are you communicating? Who are you communicating to? Tell me.
It could be friends. It could be the elderly, just hearing their stories. I really love hearing feedback from them as well.
Do you give advice? Do you find yourself giving advice? Is that what you're talking about?
I do give advice a lot, sometimes to a detriment, but...
Now, what does that mean?
Yeah.
What do you mean to your detriment? You don't know when to stop, or it's too critical, or what? What are we talking about?
Well, when it's... I don't know how to stop.
But let me ask you this. Do you find yourself giving advice to people a lot, and is it mostly a positive experience for them and for you?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
How does it make you feel when somebody's light bulb goes off? Or actually comes on, ding, and then they love what you told them, and when they walk away and you know they got it and they said something nice to you about it, how do you feel in those moments right after that interaction?
I feel amazing. Like, I would love to be like a resource for people.
Okay,
like,
now you need to listen to that. That's exactly right. Is there anything else you've ever done that makes you feel that way?
I'm sorry, I'm getting a little emotional.
It's okay. That's exactly what you need to be paying attention to. Why are you emotional? Tell me.
Because, like, when I do work with people, low-income families and people in nonprofit work, a lot of people have told me, you know, you're not going to make a lot of money with that. And it's really been my passion for,
that's what
for
you
a little bit.
Do.
It's the thing that I keep coming back to.
Yeah.
I'm afraid to step out on it.
Well, because you've had all these people tell you it's a bad decision. And so the reason you're afraid to step out is because people that you love and respect have told you you're not going to make enough money doing that. And so you feel in some ways silly or dumb or reckless.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What if I told you that your heart is moved to the point of tears because that's the thing you mm-hmm. long to do and you mm-hmm. haven't done it, and that's why you're emotional? Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does.
That's why you're crying. Those aren't sad yes, tears, am I right?
Yeah, no, they're not.
What are those tears?
It's just I'm very passionate about it.
Yeah, and you're not doing it, and you want to do it.
Yeah.
And it means so mm-hmm. much to you. And I think why you're crying is because I painted a picture for you that you love, a picture that you mm-hmm. desire to be in. I gave you a frame, and I painted a picture of you giving advice to people and their light bulb coming on and then walking away, and that very idea moved you to tears. I don't think we yes. need to talk about anything else.
Yes, sir.
Your heart revealed the answer. Mm. You are supposed to be counseling / communicating, coaching, working with those people. You've already identified the people.
Mm-hmm.
And here's what I know. Miranda, my good friend, wrote a book called Everyday Millionaire. They did research with 10,000 millionaires. And the number four, mm-hmm. the fourth largest group of millionaires are teachers. They're not making a bunch of money, but they're net worth millionaires because they live on less than they make and they're saving and investing. You can live, you can live well in America and love on those people that you want to love. You need to respectfully mm-hmm. but very clearly tell those people in your life that have told you that that was not a good decision, they need to go pound sand.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Am I right?
Mm-hmm. No, you're right.
You know
you're
exactly right. What you were put on this earth to do, and you know where you want to do it. So go about doing mm-hmm. it. I want to hear from you. I want a yes, phone sir. Call back from you when you step into this role. And I want you to do a okay. dream scream, but I want you to tell our audience what you did to get there and what it feels like to not make a ton of money, but make mm-hmm. enough money because you love yeah. what you're doing and you're fulfilled. And I want people to hear this story because I have
yes,
very much connected with your heart today. And I am glad yes, you called. Yeah. Now, Miranda, there are yes. you. Have you, how many times have you heard me say on the show, you were created to fill a unique role. It is needed. You must do it. Have you ever heard me say that?
Yes. Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
That's aimed at you.
Thank you.
Now you know what the role is, and you know how much you're needed.
Yes,
I want you, when you hang up this phone call, and I'm as serious as I can mm-hmm. be, I want you to sit quiet for 30 seconds. I want you to close your eyes, and I want you to think of the people that you mm-hmm. know you're supposed to help. And I want you to get a face. I want you to come up with a set of problems, a situation. Okay. And I want you to close your eyes, and I want you to think about that person. And I want you to think about what could be for them if they get to connect with you. And then I want you to think yeah. of the negative. I want you to go positive first, and I want you to think negative. What would happen to them if you aren't who you're supposed to be for those people? And you better mm-hmm. feel the weight. Yeah. You better feel the weight of that.
Okay.
You hear me?
Mm-hmm. Yes,
all right.
Sir.
Miranda, you're my hero. Proud of you. Get after it. There's still time for more calls. More coming up. This is The Ken Coleman Show. Hey, folks. Ken Coleman here. Do you want to make more money to do what you love with the people you love? Have you ever thought about bringing in more income by selling products on Amazon? I want to introduce you to Seth Kniep, the founder of Just One Dime. Starting with a single dime, Seth built a multi-million dollar Amazon business, and you can do it too. With 126 staff and Amazon expert coaches, Just One Dime has trained over 10,000 people from around the world, many of whom are now multi-millionaires. Their award-winning online training, along with personal one-to-one mentorship, will walk you through the entire process, including opening your Amazon seller account, building your brand, selecting a profitable product, finding the right supplier, launching your product, and marketing and managing your online business. If you'd like to learn more, schedule a call today by going to jod.com/Ken Coleman. Again, that's jod.com/Ken Coleman. setting the pace on your pursuit of purpose. Come on. You can do this. Yeah, you can. You do have what it takes. I promise you. Let's get you clear on who you are and what you're supposed to do. We do it by looking at what you do best. That's your talent that you can develop into skills. You already have some skills. Talent, strength, skills. That's one half the equation. The other half is just sheer passion. What work fires you up? The results and the work. The results of the work. It moves your heart. You have great satisfaction and meaning out of it. Listen to your heart. And once we know what we love to do most and why we love it so much, we got to match that up. Do I have the talent to pull that off? Of course, yes. Now, how? Wait a second. If I'm talented over here. So talent's not enough. Passion's not enough. You have to have the combination. That's where the sweet spot is. Multiple paths, multiple roles. But the sweet spot is what we're looking for. Where what you do best is used to perform what you love to do most. 844-747-2577 is the number. Let's go to Michelle, who's on the line in Lincoln, Nebraska. Michelle, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. I guess my question would be, I'm confused on the direction that I need to go for my career. I'm in a small to middle-sized company. I do their controlling, and it seems like I don't get a pay increase unless I decide to leave. And I also do bookkeeping at the side, and I've been doing that for over 10 years, and I really, really enjoy that. I'd like to get my CPA, but I don't make as much there, obviously, as I make doing the controlling job.
Right.
So I have those two cuts, and then also there's jobs out there that are open that I could apply for, and I would make more money doing that. So I just don't know if I drop everything I'm doing and try that direction, or if I do my CPA and just do my bookkeeping and be a wife and a mother, or I guess I'm just really confused on what direction I need to go.
Great. But you know what's nice about this is I think you're going to be really clear in just a couple minutes, because you've got three options. Stay in your current job where you're pretty much, you've hit the ceiling.
Stuck.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You've hit the ceiling. There's no growth opportunity. So you know where I'm leaning towards that one. So can we just go ahead and kill the mystery and option one, gone. I don't like that one. Option two for our conversation is you getting that CPA's license and continue and allowing yourself to continue your side hustle of being the bookkeeper and then really grow that side business and maybe get that to where it's three quarters of your time, maybe full time, and then you're a wife and a mom and you got your own side business and you're doing something that you love. That's a really attractive option. The third option is that there are some jobs you've looked into and they are attractive to you. And I'm guessing, you didn't say this, but I'm guessing that they allow you to use your talents and allow you to do work that you're passionate about. So they're in your sweet spot and they pay more money. So to me, it's an either or. Which one puts you on the path to doing what you ultimately want to do down the road 5-10 years from now? Would you like to have your own business, your own bookkeeping business?
I mean, I really want to do my CPA, and like with a full-time job, I just don't have the time to study as I need.
Got
so, but I'm just so scared of giving up the weekly check that I, you know, get from my regular job. So that's what I'm kind of worried about.
Well,
but my husband's like, just do it.
That's what I want to know. Why is he saying just do it? Is he saying, first of all, let me clarify. Is he saying just do it, leave the current job and go all in on the CPA test?
Yes, that's what he's saying.
So financially, you two can, your family is fine if you give up that weekly paycheck right now.
It's fine. It's just we won't go on as many vacations and,
things.
So
okay, hold on.
I'm kind of worried about failing for the family that way.
Yeah, but that's not failing. Your husband's going, come on, go for it, babe. He knows where this is going. Let's fast forward for a moment. Let's say we take the husband's advice. And you drop out of this current job where you're stuck. And you study for the CPA test, you take it, and then what do you do with it? Take me down the path.
I guess do more advertising and to build larger.
Okay, so you would use the CPA license just to build your business.
Correct.
Okay, great. I just wanted to make sure I understood that. Now, how long is it going to take? Give me the timeline to study, take it, and be done with it.
If I could just do it full time, probably less than a year or a year. somewhere around there.
Okay, so 12 months. Okay, so that's 12 months only making your bookkeeping money, right? Because you would still continue to do that.
Mm-hmm.
How much do you really have to study for this thing? I just have no clue. This is an ignorant question, but I got to know the answer. Like, how intense is it?
I've read that it is intense. They recommend 20 to 40 hours a week studying. So, I mean, it's a full-time job because you have to take all the sections and pass them all within, I think, 18 months.
Right. But let me ask you this. What's your confidence level? Forget the 20 to 40 hours a week because that sounds daunting. What's your confidence levels? One being not much, 10, you're really super confident that you're going to crush this. Just based on your actual background, and you've got a lot of experience doing a lot of this stuff. So what do you, how do you feel about the CPA test? Feel good about it?
Yeah, I feel good about it. I mean, I've taken it once, the first section, and I dismissed it by 2 points. So, but the fact of the matter is I'm full-time mom, full-time studying, full-time doing everything. And I don't think I can continue doing it like that. I need to.
Okay. Then that's all my. Okay. Well, we're walking through this and I think you got to hear yourself and your husband's your husband's on board. I just wonder how many extra bookkeeping clients you might be able to pick up in this interim period where you are studying. And I am not trying to, I don't want to push you, but I'm going to push you a little bit. Are you okay with this, Michelle? Mm-hmm. I want you to consider this. I want you to consider what would happen if you left your current job and you took another job. That would these jobs allow you to keep doing controlling and all that kind of stuff, bookkeeping? Is that right? Okay. And how much more are they going to pay?
What I make now, anywhere from $30,000 to $50,000 more.
All
but
right.
I would have to travel, and I have kids, and traveling's not an option.
Oh well, you didn't tell me that.
I don't want to travel.
All right. Well, you didn't tell me that. So now we just kill that. Okay. Because what I was going to tell you is, and I might suggest. So I'm going to go back to my suggestion. I had an idea here. What if you stay in the current job right now and keep that check? Because you can do it with your eyes closed, right?
Yeah.
All right. So listen, what if you take some of the money, you start budgeting some of the money you've been making, and you put it towards some help around the house? Maybe an elderly lady, a grandmother type, or maybe even a college kid or something, a girl that wants to come in, and she does some stuff like some basic laundry and maybe some light cleaning, helping the kids with homework. I don't know. You know what you need to do in your home. What if you put some of that money towards that extra help so that when you do come home, you're not having to spend the time doing all that stuff that you have to do. And you're able to just be engaged with the kids until bedtime, and you put in your 20 hours after they go to sleep over the course of 7 days. It's just an idea. I'm not telling you that's what you should do. I'm just giving you another idea, because here's what happens. You keep that paycheck. You almost passed it last time. You were within 2 points. I don't think you need to do 40 hours a week. I don't buy that for a second. Not for somebody who's already taken it and got so close. So I'm not telling you that's what you should do. I'm saying you got an awesome husband who's saying come home and study and rock it, and then you'll replace that income. Or you try my version. And if my version doesn't work 2 months from now, you still walk away. See, like, my option is a risk-free option, but it keeps that paycheck coming in. You're feeling good about yourself. And you know what? I think it's a good move for y'all to budget and get you some help at the house. So you can just come home and be a wife and mom. But mom without all the tasks, you know what I mean? And hey, how old are the kids, by the way?
I have a 12-year-old, a 9-year-old, and a 6-year-old.
Yeah, let me tell you something. The 12-year-old and 9-year-old can step up, too.
Yeah, they could.
Yes, they could. Help mama out a little bit.
Yeah.
Here's what you're going to... Hey, let me tell you what mom's doing. Mom's pursuing her dream. And it's going to take a little extra work from mom. So let me tell you what you're going to start doing. And I'm not in your house. But I mean, you know, you start going, it's been this way. Let me tell you what your new expectation is. And they start helping out. So that when you come home, you just get this awesome time with them. When they go to bed, you do a little bit of studying. You do a couple hours a night. I think you're fine. I don't know. And if it doesn't work, by the way, you still take your husband's option. So there you go. Don't move. More Ken Coleman Show coming up right around the corner. Hey folks, Ken Coleman here with you. When it comes to looking for a job, most people would probably agree that the whole experience is not fun. But it doesn't have to be this way. ZipRecruiter gets it. In fact, they've actually figured out ways to make the job search process better and easier. And candidates who are invited to apply on ZipRecruiter are nearly three times as likely to get hired. So what are you waiting for? Sign up for free today at ZipRecruiter.com/Ken. That's ZipRecruiter.com/Ken. It's absolutely free. Put ZipRecruiter to work for you. Freeing people from limiting beliefs. I am Ken. I'm your friend. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Thrilled to have you with us. 844-747-2577. Taking talk radio by storm. There's no fighting going on this show. No long rants about how awful somebody else is. If you hear a rant on this show, it's me taking on fear, doubt, and pride. The critics of you. That's who I'm fighting. And so if you like that, come on. Welcome. You have the answers to the age-old question. Why am I here? What am I supposed to do with my life? I promise you do. We're going to look at what you do best, your talent, your skills, your strengths, and what you love to do most, work that brings you great joy, the results that give you terrific meaning and significance. All right, back to the phones we go. 844-747-2577 is the number to jump in. We go back to the phones with Travis, who's on the line in Omaha, Nebraska. Travis, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Thanks for taking my call, Ken.
Happy to. How can I help?
Well, I've been a corporate trainer for over 10 years now, and I've been kind of climbing the HR ladder, taking different roles at different companies, trying to, you know, just provide for my family, kind of with the end goal of training manager in the sites, you know, the crosshairs there. Recently, I took a kind of a lateral move within my organization, which still is a corporate training role, but different from what I was doing. But since it's different, I did get a little pay bump. But this holiday season, they kind of mandated over 200 hours of overtime for me to kind of help out our in our holiday needs. Mm-hmm. But doing the math, you know, I didn't really come out ahead financially, you know, and I missed out on a lot of, you know, family time between Thanksgiving and New Year. So I was just kind of seeking your advice on, you know, did I make a bad career move on that? Is that, you know, kind of getting off that ladder that I was climbing and kind of taking a little sidestep there?
Well, I think you have the answer, so I'll just put it to you in the form of questions. Let's walk through this. Knowing what you know now, and let's not assume that you're going to have to do overtime every holiday season to make up. We don't know that that's going to happen every year, correct?
No, actually we will. Yeah, that's kind of our seasonal demand. Yeah, that's kind of what we do.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you moved off of one role that had a ladder, and you took another role that had a perceived bump in pay, but after the overtime is figured in every year, you're probably coming out behind.
Correct.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like a great move to me. What am I missing? Is there a ladder in the new role? Is there a ladder in the new role?
No, the new role in the training space, they never really had a trainer for this division. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of from the ground up. So kind of looking at, you know, the futuristic side of me, you know, there's potential there to kind of grow this into a department and create the own ladder, but there's no guarantee of that either.
And well, there's no conversation about it either, I'm guessing.
Correct.
Yeah, that concerns me. It'd be one thing if you said, well, Ken, we're having a conversation, and I may have to stick this out for a little bit, but I just think you have to compare side by side right now. If I moved you just for fun, let's assume that I could move you back to your previous role where there was a ladder. Fast forward for me. 6 months from now, a year from now, 2 years from now, back in the other role, where would you be professionally? Would you be happy with where you were moving financially and professionally?
Within 6 months to a year, I don't know if there truly would be true progress.
2 years.
2 years. But yeah, I mean, there's definitely, I think there's a site, you know, that there's that opportunity for the growth in that other role.
Okay. It was laid out and it's possible. All right. So now let's just step outside of your current situation. Where would you like to be in your career 5 years from now?
You know, I mean, I spent a lot of time in the classroom, and I absolutely loved working with people in the classroom. But once the last couple of years, I had a chance to kind of step outside of that classroom and work with individuals more on an individual basis. you know, with some career development and kind of laying out with some professional development within the organization, you know, that really sparked my fire right in that direction.
Do you have the opportunity to do that within this current company?
I don't think so in the current role, no.
Yeah, so I'm looking for another role. And I just think that you're in a situation to go backwards. It just, I mean, you tell me, Travis, if you go back to the other role, is that going to help you get where you just detailed out for all of us? Is that going to help you get there in 5 years or less?
Seems like there'd be more of an opportunity that way.
Yeah, but see, you're not confident enough. So let me tell you what your homework assignment is. You know exactly what you want to do. This is easy. You're very clear. I think you love the idea of working one-to-one, one-to-few people in their development within an organization. So you're a trainer slash coach within an organization. It sounds to me that that's very clear. Something very similar to that. You were very certain. So your homework assignment is, what are some other opportunities in other companies that I can step into that and do that right away, even if I'm coming in, maybe not in a senior position, but you just have to see what's out there. So what do those roles look like in America? Are you pinned down to Omaha, Nebraska? Is another question you have to answer. If it's Omaha because of family or whatever, you don't want to go, fine. Who has got positions that exist like what you want to do in Omaha? Very simple homework assignment. This is not difficult information to find, but look for that. I, you know, would be a guy who would be open to regional and a national map when it comes to this. So who's doing this really, really well? What are companies that are real committed to these type of positions? And you have enough experience, I think, to be qualified. If not, what are the qualifications? What are they looking for in these positions? Again, this is readily available. Look online. They're hiring for these positions. What are they requiring? Do you have all of those requirements? If you don't, how long would it take you to get them based on where you're at financially? Or how long would it take to just do the actual learning and get the qualification? Very simple questions that you need to go get answered. And what you will do is create a checklist here just on those few questions I've put at you. And then now you got a plan. And you can formulate a plan based on all that information. But my man, you know where you want to be 5 years from now, 3 years. I think you can get there fast. So make the moves to do that. So this is temporary is my answer. Did you make a wrong career move? I'm not going to say that. You tried. You went after it. You chased the apple of more money. And folks, here's the lesson for Travis and for you. Be very careful of taking the apple of more money. It sounds good, and it feels good. I want to take this on for just a minute or two. Give me some patience here, folks. We're going to get right back to the calls. But I think so many of us make bad career decisions that end up delaying us or are putting us in a position of being stuck, all because on paper, that more money makes us feel good about ourselves. Can we just be honest? Here's how we justify it. We say, "Well, there's more money, so I'm making more money. That's a smart decision." Is it? Is taking more money the smart decision?
Well, yeah, absolutely. I don't know.
I think Travis would tell us it's actually not smart, because in Travis's situation, he's actually making less money due to the overtime. Travis is temporarily, this is a key word, Travis is temporarily stuck. Why is Travis temporarily stuck? Because he did what a lot of us have done, me included, and I made a decision based on more money. Don't get sucked into that. I'm all for more money. I believe and preach that more money is there when you're doing work that you absolutely love. The research bears this out. Here's the point. When there's more money attached, it makes us feel good about ourselves. We say it's smart because it's more money, but the reality is we walk a little taller because we feel more valuable. This is hard to fight. It seems so logical and it feels so right. It feels smart and it feels good. But you better check into this and make sure that, number one, it is in your sweet spot. It allows you to use what you do best to do what you love to do most. Number two, there's a ladder. Do not forget that we as human beings crave growth In other words, we crave progress. We want to know that if we do a good job, that we can put our hand up, grab another rung of the ladder, they're going to give us more responsibility and more money. We crave that. But almost 70% of Americans are in a situation where really they don't even want to grow where they're at. They want to grow, but they're not growing where they're at. They're stuck. So, coming up, more of your calls. Don't go anywhere. This is the Ken Coleman Show. We're helping you fight fear and doubt. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Welcome, one and all. If you are listening, you're a part of the human race, which means that you were created to fill a unique role. That means you are needed. Now, that comes with some responsibility, because here's the back part of that sentence. You have to do it. If you're needed, that means you got to be you. If you're not you, somebody out there is not getting what they are supposed to get because you were put on the planet to do it. You see what this is all about? This isn't actually about you. I tell you all the time it's about you and it's kind of about you, but it's really about others. We're on this planet to give ourselves away. So let's get about the purpose and the process of discovering what is my unique gift. And how am I supposed to give it away? 844-747-2577. Let's go to Jeremiah, who's on the line in Indianapolis, Indiana. Jeremiah, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, how are you doing, Ken?
I am living the dream, sir. How can I help?
Hey, so recently I was in my sweet spot. I had the opportunity to create my own job. I was a corporate trainer and doing training as well. Mm-hmm. But the environment was very, very toxic. And I end up transitioning to another role in the staffing industry, and great company culture. However, it just feels like something is missing. It's not my sweet spot.
That's exactly right. You know what's missing. You know what's missing. You're not doing work that you absolutely love. And so you're missing the juice. You're juiceless. Am I right?
I'm juiceless. Yeah, you're right.
So, what's your question for me?
I'm a branch man. I'm a branch manager now, so basically, should I just work with this company and try to create my sweet spot through them, or should I just look for something else to do get me back to my sweet spot?
Sure. Well, do they do corporate training? I mean, do they do training in this current staffing company?
No, it's a smaller company, family-ran business.
Well,
it doesn't exist yet.
Exactly. But does the opportunity exist? What I mean by that is the market there. So if you look at who their core customers are, is there an opportunity that previously they just haven't thought about, or they haven't had the resources, i.e. you, to be able to fill this need? Is there a felt need by this family business? Do their customers have this need for what you can do as a trainer?
Probably not.
Then
not right now.
Then we don't want to bark up this tree. So,
okay.
So to address your specific questions, you need to stay with them for now, because I don't want you to jump off a cliff. But you are as soon as you hang up the phone with me, you are looking for corporate training gigs, and you know the industry. You already know your sweet spot. So you're not like a lot of my callers. You have crystal clarity. You know, and you know how to get there. So go for it. You need to be back in that world where you were training. And here's the good news. Because you left a sweet spot job because of bad culture, you know what to look for going in on the front end of this deal. You know what to look for. You know the questions to ask. And you're a smart enough guy to ask the right questions so that you get a sense for the culture that you're about ready to apply to be in. And so I think if you do that on the front end, you're going to be fine. But you, sir, have to pursue with reckless abandon getting back in your sweet spot, because for you, you know exactly what it is. And it's okay to sit tight for as long as it's going to take you to get there. But I mean, it's activity every day. If not, you're going to really lose the juice, and you're going to fall into a rut, and I don't want you in a rut. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I understand, Ken.
All right, my man. Hey, You've got this. You've done it before. You'll be able to do it again. I want you to have terrific confidence to step right back into your sweet spot. You know, just a quick thought here for the Jeremiahs out there. Yeah, I'm so glad he called in. I really am. So glad he said what he said. It's a great reminder. When you step out of that sweet spot, even if it's for the right reason, in a bad culture, and you put yourself in another situation, you immediately know. You just feel it. Did you hear him? He said, something's missing. And I called it out. I'll tell you what's missing. I have some fun with it and call it juice, but it's just straight up passion. You know, that's what it is. If you don't love what you do, you just start getting in a lull really fast. Really fast. And so you've got to be very careful that when you step out of a sweet spot, because you have to, that you, it is a very temporary step. I'd like you to move from sweet spot to sweet spot. If I could have gotten a hold of Jeremiah before that, I probably would have said, hey, hang in there a little bit longer. Be a big boy. Bite the stick. You can get through it. And let's move from sweet spot to sweet spot. So we, you know, it's not even leaving the sweet spot, actually. So if you think about how I describe this, the sweet spot is at the intersection of your greatest talent, greatest passion. There could be 5, 6, 7 different careers within your sweet spot. But once you're in it, try not to step out of it. At times, I understand life throws curveballs at you. But if you can put up with whatever you got to put up with and then just stay in the sweet spot, but you move from one role to the next role, it's just not worth it. You know, I think if I could, I should have asked Jeremiah before I let him go, you know, would you have rather stayed in the nasty culture and then move into another role that's in your sweet spot? Or are you glad you stepped out of the nasty culture into something that you have no desire to do long term and you're just missing something? You know, two types of pain there. Which pain do you choose? I'm always going to choose the pain that's in my sweet spot because at least I got something to keep me in the game. You know, it's like playing your favorite sport hurt. These guys play hurt all the time, Joe. You know, these football players, basketball, they ask them, why do you play hurt? Why do you put yourself in a position to get injured even more? Because I love the game. I can't stand the idea of sitting on the sideline. That's my point. 844-747-2577. Let's go to Andrew real quick in Dallas, Texas. Andrew, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, Ken, how are you?
I'm living the dream, sir. How are you?
Not too bad.
How can I help?
So I guess my question is, based off of just networking.
Mm-hmm.
So I found my sweet spot. It's in a computer technician.
Mm-hmm.
Or technology, I'm sorry. And so, you know, I got the research and everything part down, but it's just a matter of networking.
Yeah.
So if you could just give me some tips or advice on how to just start those relationships.
Well, let's start with the proximity principle. Have you heard me talk about this before?
I'm a little familiar.
All right, let me give it to you. You ready? I want you to grasp this. This is about as simple as anything you've ever heard, but it's crazy powerful.
Okay.
Andrew, in order for you to get hired in computer tech, you've got to be around people that are working in computer tech and be in places where either computer tech folks are being trained or computer tech support people are being hired. You got to get around people that are in your industry, where you want to be. Because when you begin to relationship there, then they tell you about opportunities. Not only do they tell you about opportunities, but if the relationship is strong enough, they recommend you. And just like I told the last caller, you're coming in at the top of the pile. Your resume's been pulled out of the pile, and you're going to at least get an interview where the rest of the people don't get a phone call or an email. And so you also need to get And proximity is also you sitting down and having lunch or coffee with some people that are successful in that industry. And you ask them, how'd you get in? Where would you recommend that I poke my head in? Where, you know, just go do some homework by asking some questions of people who are in the space that you're in. You sitting at home and looking around on LinkedIn and trying to find something online feels intimidating, and it should, because there's no connection. You feel like it's like a pebble in the ocean. That's what you feel like, don't you?
Yes,
yeah,
absolutely.
Because you're not working the relationships. And so the proximity principle is all about getting around those people. And then one other thing, I tell people to shake the relationship tree. you need to think about your acquaintances, not just your close family and friends in the Dallas area, but just, you know, who do you know from, well, I'm in a bowling league, or I play golf over here and I know these guys. You got to start talking to your acquaintances, because all of those acquaintances, these are people who are nice to you and friendly to you, and you have a at least an affable and healthy relationship. While it may not be deep, but you have a relationship and connection. They're willing to open up doors for you, but you got to talk to them. That's how we work the proximity principle. I've got to be getting around people that are in that industry. Got to get in places that are hiring the kind of people that you want to be. Our time is almost up, but before I let you go, you matter and you do have what it takes. Thanks for joining the conversation. Until next time, this is the Ken Coleman Show. Press on.
Thanks for listening to The Ken Coleman Show. For more, you can find the show on demand wherever you listen to podcasts and watch the show on YouTube. You can also find Ken across all social media by following @KenColeman.
Hey folks, I want to make sure you check out our other Ramsey Network podcasts like The Rachel Cruze Show.
Hey guys, it's Rachel Cruze, and I'm so excited to tell you about my podcast. A lot of people are living paycheck to paycheck, they're in debt, they don't even know where to begin, but they have this need, this want to get in control of their money. And if that's you, you have come to the right spot. So in each episode, you're going to get a ton of inspiration and practical advice. If you've not subscribed to The Rachel Cruze Show podcast, make sure you do it today.
To hear full episodes, search Rachel Cruze wherever you listen to podcasts or go to rachelcruze.com.